This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I got a bunch of Mueller news, a bunch of key stuff next segment, but I wanted to get into this with Mike Adams right now. And in the next segment. There are people that are unaware and unconscious of what's going on. And they're oblivious, and the system wants us to be like that, obviously. Correct me if I'm wrong. Then there are people that actively know they're scams, just want to join different scams to oppress people who are cynics and don't have a connection to God. Then there are people that are informed and involved. They split into two groups, but the other group's informed but doesn't get involved because they've lost hope. They don't go out and feed on people because they know the system's corrupt. They give up. But there's that small group that knows there's a fraud, believes we can change it, and we're doing it. Maybe there's other groups you can add to that.
There's demon-infested groups. Don't forget about those.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean,
How would you break these groups down?
Well, I'd say that the large masses are, you know, completely uninformed and illiterate about human history, about reality, about what's going on. There's maybe 20% of the population that is somewhat informed, 5% of the population that's incredibly informed, and they see what's coming. They know that there is global depopulation running right now. Like, for example, we were going to talk about this NASA greenhouse gas carbon dioxide story. Think about it. The Green New Deal wants to eliminate carbon dioxide that feeds the plants that generate the oxygen that keeps humans alive. Green New Deal should be called Green New Debt because it is a terraforming operation to destroy carbon dioxide, destroy all plants, and destroy all humans. Look, okay, the atmosphere, 80% of it roughly is nitrogen, pointless, neutral gas. Nobody uses it. 20% roughly is oxygen. A very tiny percentage is carbon dioxide, you know, less than a fraction of 1%.
Which people don't get. It's literally this desperate gold.
Right, right.
And then they're saying that the one thing, if aliens want to destroy the planet, they would say get rid of this.
Exactly.
This is the weak link.
Exactly. You said it. I'm not saying literally that that's the case, but if aliens were trying to terraform planet Earth, they would have somebody like Ocasio-Cortez say carbon dioxide is bad, let's destroy the planet.
And then tell you the world's going to end. Oh, we didn't get rid of it quick enough.
Right. So they're using this desperation.
Your planet is ending in 12 years. Do as I say.
Yeah, and it's a death cult. So if we want to keep humanity alive, if we want to have an atmosphere where we can breathe, we breathe, you know, oxygen, right? And plants produce the oxygen, and plants need carbon dioxide.
Isn't it incredible that plants mainly respirate off of carbon dioxide, and it's
right.
Like not even 1%? And by the way, as you know, it was at one peak from ice core samples and mud samples, what, 1,000 times stronger?
Well,
trees used to grow way faster.
Yeah.
Everything was...
It was, I don't know the exact number, but it was many, many times bigger than what it is today. In fact, carbon dioxide is near the lowest levels it's ever been in recorded Earth history.
By the way, that's not debated. And they go, oh, you don't know the science. You know,
No, look, if you have a chart and it's going down, 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 down for millions, even billions of years, and it's near the bottom and then it slightly ticks up, all they do is they zoom in on that little tiny uptick.
And they show, and we should be geoengineering and terraforming with giant plants creating it, not pumping it back into the earth.
Right. Actually, burning fossil fuels is releasing fertilizer.
All that ancient carbon.
Right, right. Which has been sequestered. Now, if you think
about
it.
So all that carbon dioxide that helped bring those plants to fruition is now buried in the earth. We need to be pumping it out.
We need to be releasing carbon so that plants can grow and turn the earth more green.
Have you seen the leftist proposals to cut trees down because they create carbon?
No, look, they are insane. They are a death cult. And they need to be stopped. And I hope we can talk about this a little bit.
When we come back in a minute, who's behind them? Because, look, we're not saying aliens are running things, even though the globalists believe that. Like, you noticed Joe Rogan had this big professor on. He said, oh, yeah, the university in England, and they're all going to start geo-mapping other dimensions with DMT and, like, astronaut-level stuff. I told everybody that was going on because I was told by people that were involved in the program. We're not even saying that this is real. They believe it, that they have extraterrestrial, like, fallen creatures from another dimension, programming this dimension to bring it down. Now, that sounds insane. That's what the elite believe. We'll talk about it when we come back. And then they're trying to cut off the carbon dioxide. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is.
But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat 5 tablets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. You notice I just obsessed because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
Harping on
wars we fight and griping about the way things are.
Y'all say this about Mike Adams, say it about my crew and you, the audience. You are the activists. You are the tip of the spear. We're pro-human. We want a human future. And Mike's going to take over next segment and get into the carbon dioxide and acid, meaning you have to have it for life, and it's less than 1% of the gas. Did you know that? That's right. So that's all coming up. But let's get into how right we've been as an audience, as listeners, as patriots. We said Trump was being illegally spied on, and exactly how first. Not just from research, but from sources. We've been vindicated. We've been targeted for shutdown. So is Mike. Anybody who's over the target's getting hit. That's your sign of, you know, obviously, who to support. And then now, William Barr comes from kind of the older establishment, and he's a cleanup guy from the establishment because the establishment tried to take Trump out and got caught. So he's there protecting Mueller and protecting the system, in my view, and they don't know how to sit down and stop. And so that whole process, they got caught trying to steal the election, trying to overthrow it. It's blown up in their face spectacularly. Mainstream media has almost no viewers. They're in a straight down dive. Their censorship has failed on many fronts. And nationalism is exploding. So it's just such a big deal that when I got here back from D.C. last Thursday, you know, folks, I didn't just say on air, I talked to two people personally who had meetings with President Trump by themselves. That doesn't happen very often, where he said, I'm going after the system. We're going to have to arrest these people. They're criminals. They tried to overthrow the government. They hate America. I talked to another person that was in the meetings about other meetings people had. That's three people highly respected. And you've seen Trump's public statement, so he says he's doing it. Now, hopefully he doesn't back down from that, but he knows the public demands it. Plus, how could you sleep at night knowing that the deep state's trying to overthrow the government, trying to wear wires, trying to set you up, trying to do all this? Trump doesn't have a choice. The question is, what would you call this historic time we're in? A, and B, what does Trump need to do? C, and what will happen if Trump doesn't move against the deep state? But I think even kind of the older deep state that isn't as anti-America, it's not perfect, it gets the cancer that AOC and Michael Moore and Ilhan Omar and all this are, and that they want maximum takeover power and that things are totally imbalanced. Because for globalists, old-line globalists, oh, we have right-wing, we have left-wing, we balance it in the process. Well, it's way out of balance. And the left wants full power and control now, running around with Ilhan Omar going, America is not white. Well, it is America that brought your Somali butt in here who says that whites are inherently evil and Islam's going to take over. You're the cancer. You're the people that created a desert hellhole. You're the ones that your main export is sex slavery and all this. I feel sorry for Somalis, and many I'm sure are nice people, but you ain't it, lady. So I'm just saying, the power vacuum of the establishment playing this multicultural game and then trying to hype these people into race war is too damn dangerous.
The desperation of the deep state in trying to destroy Trump actually reveals the incredible degree of what they're trying to hide, because they're trying to hide not just their election fraud and how much they hate America, they want a globalist world and they want one world currency and all that. They're actually trying to hide what Trump may uncover in his second term.
Oh, yeah.
Which is...
The cancer virus program, the GMOs. It's the scientific industrial complex is scared.
And look, the globalists are being run, and we can talk about who the controllers are, perhaps. They're being run by an agenda to annihilate 90% of the human population. These are the orders they've been given now. This is what they're acting on.
They've been told you'll get the advanced technology if you wipe out your fellow humans.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I saw a stat this morning on I think it was on Zero Hedge, that talked about in 2024, even the United States government, all the new debt will be used just to pay the interest on the existing debt. And the reason I say that, Alex, is because every world government that's in a similar situation is reaching the point where the only way those governments can stay financially solvent is to carry out mass genocide and kill off the vast majority of the entitlement receivers.
Zbigniew Brzezinski said that 5 years ago. He says, the time has come when it's cheaper to kill a million people than to pacify them. It is time to kill our people.
Yeah, and it's billions. It's billions at this point, right? They want to kill off about 6 billion people. This is the only way that those in power can remain in power now is to carry out mass death. So everything that we're seeing in the news, if you interpret it correctly,
there's a positioning for that.
Right, and they're trying to pit sectors of humanity against other sectors. They're trying to pit white people against black people. They're trying to pit Islam against Christianity. I think there are elements of some of these shootings that we've seen that are, you know, really carefully crafted in order to create mass hatred.
No, nothing is ever the same.
More shootings, right?
No.
Oh, and here's a good point. Remember yesterday when the armored car ran over pedestrians in Venezuela? Every media organization in America ran that on a loop. Look, this mass murder of civilians, right? That video was okay to show. But the video of the Christchurch shooting in New Zealand was banned and censored and denounced everywhere. So the message from this is that the establishment media endorses the correct kind of murder video, but bans a murder video that they don't want you to see. This is a manipulation at a psychological level that we've never seen before in the history of our world. Why is that violent video okay for CNN and CBS News and NBC and everybody else? Because it's the correct kind of murder that they want to see happen. These media organizations are psychological terrorists, and they want to whip up hatred and mass murder and mass violence in the United States and everywhere around the world.
And you can see this time bomb where when we send our reporters out, I mean, we're not cherry-picking these videos, the bad people. Somehow a groupthink, a spirit has been downloaded into the left where they are just frothing, evil, horrible folks.
Well, some of them are literally possessed by demons, as we have talked about. Others are just incredibly misinformed and they don't know what they're talking about, but they're full of hatred. Look, Alex, the mainstream media now has become really a hate factory, and yet they label conservative news as hate. The real hate is coming from CNN. The real hate's coming from Rachel Maddow. The real hate's coming from the New York Times, the Washington Post, on and on. That's the hate factory, and they're trying to whip up hatred against white people, against Christians, against heterosexuals, and against males. And if you are
anything
all that
produces families and wealth and success,
right,
it now has to go. You're going to take over when we come back, but I didn't play this 2 days ago when it first came out. We come back, it's like the first 5 minutes of it, and you'll take over. Tucker Carlson did a great defense of free speech and how they say that Trump's attacking the First Amendment by not coming to the correspondence dinner where they attack Trump and lie about him. So now if you respond to lies, you're censoring, but then CNN itself organizes the censoring. But the good news is, they're talking about, oh, ratings are up under Trump. They lost 90%+ of their viewers last decade. Larry King used to have like 15 million, 10 million viewers a night. Their top show, a million now on CNN. Now they're down 40% in just since the Russiagate fell apart, and it's a free fall. Their average show has 57,000 viewers, the lowest on cable. Reruns of Andy Griffith have more.
Right.
And
right.
Yogi Bear, literally.
Or the Hallmark Channel.
The Hallmark Channel is like five
right.
times.
Right.
And now it'll soon be their top show will have 200,000. I mean, this show conservatively, let's be very conservative, probably has 2 million people right now tuned in. Their top shows have a million.
The only reason that the left-wing media even exists is because of the extreme censorship trying to ban us and limit the options of viewers. Look, we are the new media. If we survive what's happening here, and I believe we will, and I think Trump is fighting for most of the right things, I don't agree with what he said about vaccines, but we can talk about the long play on that later. If we survive this, we are the new media for America because we are the only, I'm talking about the independent media, not just you and I.
Exactly. We won,
the whole group.
Everybody. In 2016, we won. Our listeners are the heroes. We're right. The heroes. We're proven right. We're the future. Instead, they've got to destroy us, shut us down now. This is their desperate gamble, and they're losing. That's the good news.
They're losing big time, and they've already lost credibility in the minds of any rational person. The only thing they have left is to keep spewing hatred and rely on that irrational hatred to get them viewers. What they're doing is spewing anti-Trump hate porn. That's what CNN has become.
And most people are waking up, but those susceptible get more into a deranged state.
Yes.
You're taking over after the Tucker Carlson clip when we come back. That's very important. And then obviously we need you to come back more. Counterthink Sundays, 7 to 8, right after my broadcast ends, or 6 to 7, right after my broadcast ends, Central Standard Time. Mike Adams is our guest. Please remember, the only way we reach new people is you spread the word about local radio stations, TV stations, and newswars.com and infowars.com. I run into people every day saying, I wish you were still on air. And I'm like, we're on air. Our audience is still large. They cut a lot of it back, but it's okay. But if you spread the word like a plant, it comes back. So I'm not bitching at you. I'm begging you. Help yourself. Help us. Mike Adams coming up after Tucker Carlson. Straight ahead.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck Medell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees. Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time, or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100, 1-800-501-6100, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tonight, in case you weren't invited, the White House Correspondents' Dinner took place over the weekend. For the third year in a row, Donald Trump was invited but took a pass and didn't show up. That has never happened in the long history of the dinner. Presidents always show up. They always throw on a tuxedo and head downtown to suck up to the White House Correspondents' Association. They don't want to do that. They hate going, every one of them. All presidents deeply despise the news media. But they make themselves go. They have no choice. It's a hostage situation. If you blow off the dinner, the press will punish you, guaranteed. They won't admit it, of course. They won't say it's personal. They'll make up some story. Here, for example, is Jeff Zucker's spokesman claiming that not going to a media dinner is the same as attacking the media.
Say what you will about the press, this is an event that honors the First Amendment.
Yes, that's what it's about. It's an awards dinner and a fundraiser. In the past, presidents have always shown up, even if they were angry at the press at any given time. It's yet another example of what we're seeing, this administration's attack against the media. It takes many forms. Yes, one form is the president having a rally this Saturday instead of attending the dinner.
Dumb people are so self-confident. Have you noticed that? It's almost like there's a self-esteem, competence, reverse access. I think that's real. Anyway, they're telling us that going to your own event instead of our event is a form of harassment. You know what's not harassment, according to CNN? Spying on former Fox reporter James Rosen and his parents because you don't like what he's covering. The Obama administration actually did that, and then Obama went to 8 separate White House Correspondents' Association dinners. Nobody ever denounced him as immoral. Obama hated reporters, by the way. Most people do hate reporters for good reason. But reporters loved him back anyway. They agreed with his politics. That's what matters. Watch what happens when they don't agree with your politics.
I still separate my career into the period before February of 2017 and what came afterwards. And that's because February 2017 is when the President of the United States called us the enemies of the people. I felt it was time that we reset this dinner and put the focus a little more squarely on journalism and a little more squarely on the First Amendment and a little more on the people, the men and women who helped to hold the most powerful political institution in American life to account. Ladies and gentlemen, to the First Amendment.
Now, I'm delighted to make a spirited case tonight for the First Amendment. We now have to fight hard for basic truths we once took for granted. Like every future president, Washington felt maligned and misunderstood by the press, but he never generalized that into a vendetta against the institution. I think you're doing noble work to preserve democracy at a time when a rising tide of misinformation, masquerading as news, threatens to make a mockery of the First Amendment. Donald J. Trump is not the first and won't be the last American president to create jitters about the First Amendment. But what is happening today is perhaps even more insidious, a relentless campaign against the very credibility of the news media. This is a glorious tradition. You folks are part of it, and we can't have politicians trampling on it with impunity.
People are doubting the news media. That's wrong. You're seeing misinformation masquerading as news, they're telling us. And actually, they're right. We have seen a lot of that recently. How about the last 2 years of Russia coverage on CNN, for example? Michael Cohen met secretly with Russian spies in Prague. Don Jr. is about to be indicted. The Steele dossier is entirely real. They told us all of that and much more. All of it wrong and stupid, totally dishonest. The New York Times, the Washington Post won Pulitzers for what turned out to be misinformation masquerading as news. Last Saturday night would have been a perfect moment, actually, to apologize for that debacle and return the prizes they won. But no, nobody apologized. Nobody returned a Pulitzer. Instead, they celebrated themselves. No surprise there. That's what they do. What was odd, though, was hearing them talk about free speech. The First Amendment is, in fact, under ferocious attack, really more than any time in the last 50 years, at least. And yet the people in that room don't seem to notice. Where were these same people last summer when the big tech companies colluded to silence broadcaster Alex Jones? Alex Jones, he's bad. CNN literally led the effort to make him be quiet. Jeff Zucker doesn't agree with Alex Jones's political views. Therefore, he thinks Alex Jones shouldn't be allowed to talk. So Zucker shut him up by force. Did anyone at Saturday's dinner mention any of that? And where were they when Facebook and Twitter blocked ads supporting Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn because they criticized abortion? Where were they when Tommy Robinson went to prison in the UK for having unfashionable views about immigration? Where were they when James Damore got fired and then slandered by Google for questioning the company's diversity theology? Where were they when Peter Vlaming lost his job teaching in Virginia because he wouldn't use male pronouns to describe a female student? Did any of the First Amendment defenders, here's the First Amendment, they say, at the dinner on Saturday say a single word about any of this? Of course they didn't. Their job, they say, is to hold the powerful to account. But when given the chance to push back against the truly powerful, the actually powerful, the we're not even kidding powerful, Google, Amazon, Facebook, PayPal, do they say anything? Ever? No, of course not. They suck up every single time. They suck up to power because that's who they are, dutiful toadies to the powerful, defending class interests and pretending it is principle. Fine. That's what they
are. Everyone thinks so, but I would never say it. You know what I want to do? I want to get it finished. The prize I want is victory for the world.
This is the heart of 1776.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out of the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helps fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
All right, we're back on the fourth hour here. Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones on the rest of the show today. Now, we've covered a lot. Alex and I, it's always great to kind of just rap with Alex about things that are happening in the world and just stream of thought, stream of consciousness kind of coverage, which is what you saw for the last 45 minutes or so. But I've got some very important news to go over here. A lot of it is science-based and the science agenda to annihilate humanity, to literally destroy 90% of the population. The evidence is now undeniable that that's exactly what's happening. And we also know that certain globalists, whose names you can probably guess, are in charge of that, and they are manipulating human psychology. They're manipulating the media. They're manipulating science, medicine, vaccines, everything in order to accomplish this goal. So I'm going to lay it out for you. This is going to be a very powerful collection of segments. But I want to start with the human composting segment. We'll do that when we come back after this break, about how they've now legalized the composting of human beings in order to allow for the mass extermination of humans. This is something right out of Terminator, where the machines are running 24/7 to eliminate humanity. We'll be back on the fourth hour here. Alex Jones Show, Mike Adams filling in. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. that it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogens, what you have, the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
You know, it's impossible to fully understand the measles situation in America today unless we go back to the year 2010. At that time, there were two Merck virologists who filed a False Claims Act with the federal government. And in that False Claims Act, they explained that they were ordered by Merck management to falsify the efficacy of the mumps vaccine. And we captured that document back in 2010, and we posted it on Natural News at the time. And I just posted a story today that revisits it. I'm going to read you some key summaries from that document that will drastically alter your understanding of what's happening with measles and mumps and MMR vaccines. This is absolutely shocking. It shows that one of the reasons the vaccines don't work is because they were never working, that it was massive scientific fraud that got those vaccines approved in the first place. In fact, Reuters even now has a recent story that was linked by Drudge, I think, yesterday. And the Reuters story admits that up to 10% of those who are infected with measles in this latest outbreak are people who were previously vaccinated against the measles. And, of course, the answer to that, according to Reuters, is that everybody should rush out and get another vaccine shot or even two more vaccine shots. So imagine if the auto industry functioned that way. Suppose you bought a car and the car blew up on the road. You survived. You stumble out of the car, and then Reuters comes along and writes a story and says, oh, these cars don't work. Buy another one. You know, like that's what they're saying with vaccines. The vaccines don't work, but you should keep taking the shots because that's going to enrich the drug companies. But from this False Claims Act document that was filed with the federal government, here's the upshot of this. Number one, according to what these virologists filed, Merck knowingly falsified its mumps vaccine tests and fabricated a 95% efficacy rate, that they spiked the blood test with animal antibodies in order to trick the FDA into approving it. They falsified trial results to swindle the U.S. government out of hundreds of millions of dollars, quote, for a vaccine that does not provide adequate immunization. Merck's vaccine fraud has contributed to the continuation of mumps across America, causing more children to become infected. This is key to understand. Because the vaccine was fraudulently approved with fake science, it gives people a false sense of being immunized against these infectious diseases. So people keep catching the measles or maybe the mumps and other outbreaks or even the flu and other outbreaks, and it's spreading around the world and across the United States because the vaccine was faulty from the start. The data were faked. Merck used its false claims of 95% effectiveness, this is according to the False Claims Act, to monopolize the vaccine market and eliminate vaccines that might have worked better. Do you understand the importance of this? So there might have been competitors' vaccines that actually had higher efficacy because the vaccine does offer some level of immunization on some people some of the time, but it contains lots of toxic chemicals, toxic aluminum adjuvants and squalene and antibiotics. And in some vaccines, aborted human fetal tissue cell lines, by the way. And so it's those things that make the vaccine even more dangerous. But there could have been vaccines on the market that actually worked better than the Merck vaccine. But because of Merck's alleged scientific fraud, those vaccines were pushed out of the marketplace. And the dominant vaccine that was released into America was the vaccine that did not work. And this is contributing to the outbreak, according to these two virologists who filed this False Claims Act. They say that this has been going on, this vaccine fraud has been going on since the 1990s. They say that, here's another big science issue on this. They say that the testing was done against laboratory measles, laboratory mumps strains, which are different from the real world strains that are circulating in the wild. So even if a vaccine in the lab can show high efficacy, effectiveness against the laboratory measles strain, the strain out in the wild can be totally different. So that same vaccine can fail in the real world population because it's all a hoax, people. It's all a fraud. And then on top of that, you have, of course, now the government is essentially allowing, or elements of the government, not Trump, but other elements that hate America, are allowing these disease-infested illegals to cross the border, to be deposited, even transported and placed in cities across America, even after they've been exposed to measles and tuberculosis and smallpox and influenza and perhaps the candida fungal superbug that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. All these mysterious, crazy diseases are being deposited in cities all across America at the same time that the vaccine is fraudulent and doesn't work. And you combine these two things, what do you get? You get massive outbreaks. You get infectious diseases spreading all across the country. And, of course, the media blames anti-vaxxers. The media blames anti-vaxxers. The media doesn't blame the fraudulent science behind the vaccines in the first place. The media doesn't blame the illegals or the border policies that allow those illegals to come into the United States. They blame Americans. They blame homeschoolers. They blame patriots. They blame black Americans who are rightfully skeptical of the false promises of the government when it comes to injecting their bodies with experimental medicinal substances. Tuskegee, anyone? Does that ring a bell? You know what? It's actually the black community in America that is refusing vaccines, and they are smart to do it because they know the history of how their people were rounded up and were subjected to illegal, inhumane medical experiments, you know, to create science and medicine, I guess, with government-funded studies. Black folks were used and abused like guinea pigs by the medical system, and the vaccines that are being put out there today are no different. It's a mass medical experiment on everybody. But I tell you, it's, you know, what's funny to me is you have these highly educated, so-called high IQ white academics out there who have PhDs and master's degrees and they're doctors, and they say, oh, no, vaccines are perfectly safe and effective. I did the research. They're like, well, where did you do the research? Oh, on Google. Really? You mean Google that censors all the real information about vaccines? That's where you did your research. And you think you're intelligent? No. You are misinformed. You are scientifically illiterate. And that's the way a lot of white people are. I mean, I hate to bring race into it, but for some reason, it's like white folks who are academics, these like liberal white academics, they just believe anything their doctor tells them. Here, take Vioxx. Oh, oops, 10 years later, it's going to kill you. Oh, here, take statin drugs. Oh, guess what? You're going to get, you know, muscle fatigue, and it might kill you too. Oh, here, take these vaccines. 10 years later, well, it turns out there were cancer viruses in those vaccines. Too bad that you got injected with all that stuff. It's incredible. But continuing with the False Claims Act document, these Merck virologists said that this entire fraud took place, quote, this is an exact quote, with the knowledge, authority, and approval of Merck's senior management. That Merck was completely, they were involved in this, they ordered it, they destroyed the evidence according to this claim, and that they knew that the vaccine they were putting out into the wild would not work. And it's all by design, because a failed vaccine promotes more outbreaks that causes media hysteria, that causes more oblivious people to run out and get vaccinated so that the retailers and the pharmacies buy more vaccines. And what do you know? Just saw the news yesterday. Record vaccine sales for all the vaccine manufacturers in America. Mission accomplished. They're making money off of medical terrorism and scientific fraud because the vaccines don't work. You know what does work? You know what really works to stop all these infectious diseases, or most of them? Good nutrition, vitamin D, and actually having a good night's rest. Your immune system is stronger when you have good sleep, when you are less stressful, when you have good nutrition. These vitamins and nutrients and superfoods that boost immune function, these are what can save us from infectious diseases. And let's protect the borders. Let's stop allowing disease-infested illegals to come in and biologically invade our country. This has got to stop. It's like biological warfare being committed against America, and it's got to stop. This is the truth that you will only get at places like InfoWars.com. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more after this break. This is Mike Adams filling in. Take care. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows! Mm-hmm. Great idea!
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
You wake up in the morning and the light is...
The New World Order's annihilation agenda is ramping up. This is a story on Zero Hedge today that actually is interesting. It quotes Max Slavo from shtfplan.com, who quotes my article on this. So... the original, of course, is on National News, but I think InfoWars published it as well. But the reason this is important to understand is because if you're trying to make sense of the world, you're trying to understand why is the media, why have they been ordered to push so much hatred? Why are they declaring war on, for example, white people? Why are they trying to pit Christians against Muslims? Why are they touting certain types of violence, like... embracing Antifa violence against people, for example, but then denouncing other types of violence. What's going on? The correct way to see the world, in my view, or I mean, you can decide what's the correct way, but my suggestion is if you understand that it's all about the annihilation of the human race, then everything starts to make sense. Everything starts to click into place. You look at the geoengineering. What are they trying to do? They're trying to dim sunlight, to have less sunlight reaching food crops so that there's a food collapse and a famine and mass starvation across the world. Why are liberal cities collapsing into homelessness and destitution and soon outbreaks of all kinds of infectious diseases because of all the feces and needles that are littering the streets in places like Los Angeles and San Francisco and Seattle? Well, it's because this is part of the plan. These are not accidents. The hatred pushed by the media every day is not an accident. The toxicity of the vaccines is not an accident. It's all on purpose. It's all designed to eliminate humankind. And it brings me back to this LifeSite News story from 2014 that cited the mass sterilization exercise as Kenyan doctors find anti-fertility agent, it's a chemical called HCG, in UN-approved tetanus vaccines. So, look, Africa is the experimental weapons testing ground for everything that the globalists are doing to try to eliminate humankind. This is why Ebola strains get out of control, sometimes accidentally released or sometimes released on purpose in various African nations. The vaccines being deliberately tainted with spontaneous abortion chemicals and infertility chemicals, they're tested on young African women in Kenya. And this was actually exposed by a pro-vaccine group, a Kenyan bishop organization, a Catholic group that runs around vaccinating women in Kenya. And they started to notice that all these young women, they were having spontaneous abortions after they got the vaccine, or they weren't able to get pregnant for many, many months afterwards. And so these Kenyan Catholic bishops sent those vaccines to laboratories to have them tested. And those laboratories, I think it was four different labs, confirmed that they contained this spontaneous abortion or sterilization chemical. And then you go back to 1971. And I covered this extensively in a documentary called The Science Agenda to Exterminate Blacks, where I expose all this. It's like an hour-long lecture I did, I don't know, a year and a half ago. Back in 1971, the science advisor to then-President Richard Nixon, who was just sort of part of the what we would call today the conservative establishment, had suggested that all the food being exported from the United States to third world nations, including Africa, Central and South America, that all that food be intentionally laced with sterilization chemicals. And this was actually published by the New York Times. And my story in my lecture cites the New York Times. The New York Times, I mean, you can find this. I don't have a link for you right this moment, but if you search on naturalnews.com, you'll find this. You'll find the lecture. The New York Times covered this, and this was a very serious agenda to try to cause global infertility. It mirrors the kind of thing that Bill Gates is funding now with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with, for example, ultrasound infertility by subjecting a man's scrotum to high-intensity ultrasound, which disables sperm production. And this is an actual, you know, infertility technology that's been funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, in addition to the mosquitoes, probably airborne biological weapon delivery system that's going to deliver viral strains or bacteria or chemicals that cause infertility as well. One of these days soon, you won't even have a choice. I mean, right now, they can say there's an outbreak, and they can say, go get a vaccine, and they can lace the vaccines with spontaneous abortion chemicals. They did this in Africa. But in the future, they can get you just by releasing mosquitoes in your town. You're not even consenting at that point. And note that this whole idea of informed consent is being obliterated anyway in New York City with de Blasio there, and also with, I think it's Rockland County, New York, with their Ed Day, I think is the name of the guy there, who put in this vaccine medical martial law order. What New York is saying is that you don't own your body, that we, the government, can force you to be injected with any chemical that we label a vaccine. It doesn't even matter what's in it. They could forcibly inject you with something that has radiological chemicals. They could forcibly inject you with spontaneous abortion chemicals. They could inject you with euthanasia chemicals. As long as they call it a vaccine, the courts are now upholding the power of government to penetrate your body, carrying out what can only be characterized as a form of medical rape in New York, and it's spreading it everywhere. It's in California as well. In California, they're medically raping children with SB 277, but in New York, they're medically raping adults as well. And they're also demanding the medical rape of Orthodox Jews in the Jewish communities in New York and upstate New York. I mean, this is happening. I mean, I hate to bring in this language, but this is happening. They are medically raping Americans, and the liberal judges and the vaccine sellouts are forcing this on people. They are penetrating your body. And it's being pushed by the same people who claim that, you know, pro-abortion people who say that your body is your choice, right? That the government has no right to dictate what happens to your body. That's what they say. But then when it comes to vaccines, they say, oh, your body isn't your choice anymore. You have to be vaccinated against your will, against informed consent, even if the vaccines are based on outright medical fraud, as we showed here, the fraud at Merck, as claimed by former Merck virologists, the massive organized fraud to conceal the truth about the fact that those vaccines don't work. This, it all coalesces into the big, big picture, which is an engineered global genocidal holocaust that is 1,000 times bigger than the Holocaust from World War II. In that holocaust, they exterminated, according to historical records, 6 million Jews. Today, they plan to exterminate 6 billion humans, Jews and Christians and Muslims and everybody, black people and white people alike, 6 billion. It's 1,000 times bigger than the Holocaust. It's 1,000 Holocausts. And they've already put the steps in place. And I got to say, this is why the survival of InfoWars is absolutely crucial, because what I do here, I fight for Team Humanity. And that's why I'm here, because I know Alex is fighting for humanity as well. It's like we no longer even care about our own personal survival so much. We care about the survival of the human race. We are sort of the Human Defense Initiative or something, HDI, you know, Human Defense Initiative. We want humanity to survive, to make it, to reach for the stars. And the only way that we can achieve that is to defend humanity against this incredible assault that's targeting the human race for annihilation and extermination. And it's not a conspiracy theory. It's not some, you know, it's not just some science fiction movie. It's like the worst science fiction dystopian future that you can imagine has become real. It's worse than Soylent Green. You know, again, in Washington State, they're now legalizing the composting of human bodies to recycle them back into the food supply. It's called biosludge. I did a whole documentary on that called Biosludged. And they're going to feed you, essentially, food grown in the dead bodies of the people that they killed with their vaccines, the people that they killed with pharmaceutical contamination and exposure, the people that have been killed by the heavy metals contamination of the food supply, the geoengineering. You know, you could call it chemtrails, you can call it geoengineering, whatever you want to call it. All these vectors of pollution and contamination are creating a toxic world that's killing humanity, and it's all on purpose. And the vaccine's a part of it, and the medicine is part of it. And the human composting is just going to allow for the efficient elimination of all the human corpses that they plan in the cities across America. Seattle will become a death zone. San Francisco will be a death landscape. Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal should be called Green New Death. She plans to eliminate carbon dioxide, collapse every food web on the planet, collapse every green plant, every forest, every food crop across our world to asphyxiate humans with a lack of oxygen in the atmosphere. They have a plan for you, and that plan is death. And if you give them power, if you allow them to succeed, you will be exterminated. We're fighting for you here at InfoWars.com. Mike Adams, Alex Jones, all of us here. We're fighting for you. We're fighting for humanity. Thanks for watching today. Share this video. Stay tuned for more. Take care.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.